Welcome back to The Sunny Side here on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Gabriella, and sadly we have just about 15 minutes, even less, to talk about this. Well, let's talk about it anyway. It's a very interesting conversation. So, just a while ago, a very loved, one of the top music artists of all time in the world was in the news. And for a very interesting news, I must add. I have some songs I really love. I love... what's the name of that song again? I love... no, that's not him. What's this? Oh, Don't Judge Me. Oh, yes, that's an all-time. I absolutely love Don't Judge Me. It's probably one of my favorite Chris Brown songs, you know. And I think he has fans all over the world, not just, you know, in Nigeria or in the US. And I'm asking myself right now, if Chris Brown were to come to Nigeria and I was told that I had to pay 100,000 naira to take pictures with him, would I do it? Would I do it? I don't know. But it'll shock you. Quite a lot of people did, as a matter of fact. According to the reports, Chris Brown charged up to $1,000 from fans for a meet and greet. And I took a look at all the pictures. You know, ladies were taking pictures with him in different positions. Okay, that sounded wrong, but you get what I mean. You know, but they were paying $1,000 each for that to happen. And of course, you would expect for people to react to that. A lot of people reacted to it. People were saying, why would you charge your fans to come take pictures with you? If you want to organize a meet and greet, why not just organize a meet and greet? Why charge people to pay for that to happen? And some people are also saying, is it because you're maybe you're low on cash, or, you know, you're getting bankrupt, you're looking for money? You know, that's a Nigerian mentality anyway. You know, when somebody begins to do things like this, you begin to ask, Oga. Is all well with your bank accounts, you know? But here's the thing. He came out afterwards to defend his actions, saying, look, his fans are people who made him. Without his fans, he probably would not be the Chris Brown that we all admire and adore today. So as a way to connect with them, he thought to do it. Now, here's my big question. How much are you willing to pay to meet your favorite celebrity? Yeah, think about it. If you were told right now that the one person you adore in this world, let's assume it's Dangote, or it's Omotola, or your favorite, I don't know, personality, how much would you possibly agree to pay to meet them? If that money, that payment, was the only thing between you and them. That is, when you pay that money, you can sit with them, take pictures with them, talk to them, touch them, you know, shake them, hug them, whatever. You can spend some time with them. Would you be willing to pay for that? We have less than 10 minutes, so let's talk. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. We're taking messages on WhatsApp as well. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Remember to turn on the volume on your radio when you call. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. You're welcome.
Yeah, it's Jerry calling from Ozoba.
All right, Jerry, go ahead.
Yeah. I was listening to the conversation and I really got inspired. How much would you pay to meet your favorite celebrity? Wow. To me, I think it's something worthwhile. I'm a football fan and I wish I could see Lionel Messi one day. I just pray that the greater amount I can pay would be very affordable by me.
So how much is affordable to you?
Sorry?
How much is affordable to you?
Let's say $30.
No,
$200. That'll be fine.
Tell me in Naira, so, how much will you pay?
So, okay, in Naira, let's say 30,000, 50K, at least I can afford that.
You're a big man, oh. In this economy, you'll pay 50K to meet Lionel Messi. Not be small thing. Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, my sister.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Ogin. I'm calling from Orazi.
Go ahead.
Like the previous caller just said, I'm a Manchester United chieftain. 3 decades. I can pay 200,000 to do a one-on-one with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Hold on. You can do 200,000?
Yes.
Do you know that I have Cristiano Ronaldo's number?
I can pay 200,000 to see.
Did you hear me at all? Do you know I have his number? I have his number. I can give it to you.
If you can, I follow him on the Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, even if you send him a DM, he won't reply you. But I have his number.
I can give
Should I give it to you? You give me 50K.
I can pay 30K to just talk to him on phone.
No, 30K is too small. You give me 50K.
Okay, I'm serious.
Before I change my mind, are you game? 50K? Should I send my account number?
30K.
50,000 or no deal?
No, it's 30K. 30K.
Yeah, you're not ready. You're not ready, my brother.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. I'm kidding, by the way. I don't think I have his number. I beg. All right, that's as much as we can take, Saadi. Our time is up. Let's see if we have any messages. I think we do. So let's take a few messages on WhatsApp real quick. Victor says, I know they give shishi, country hard. We're already paying way too much to watch you on television. Joseph says, I will pay 12,565 naira to meet you, Gabby. Oh, okay, that's all the money in my bank account right now. Ooh, okay, that's interesting. I didn't expect that. Choma says, you're one person I would like to meet. I follow you on all socials just to see your updates and see how you look. As a student, I can pay 10,000 naira just to take a selfie with you. I know you won't grant it, and that's why I have not requested. Precious, like I'm a superstar. I didn't realize it. Yeah? It's like you need to pay to sit with me in the studio. You know, there are people that want to pay to be in your position right now. How much do you have in your account first? Tell me now, how much do you have? Let's negotiate.
There's no shishi.
You're not serious. You need to leave the studio. You don't know I'm a celeb. Anyway, Choma, thank you. So I would love to meet you as well. If you follow me on the socials, like you say, send me a DM. I'll look out for your message on any of the social media platforms. And let's hook up. You don't have to pay a dime anyway. I'd like to maybe, you know, grab lunch with you sometime or something. This year says, I can't pay a dime to meet any human being. Okay. Well, Samuel from location says, I won't give shishi. I think we need to wrap this conversation up at this time.